T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Golly, OT's killing it today, man. My man Ron the Show Ugly is out. Vanessa Richardson of KPRC Channel 2 Sports is in. And she's doing a hell of a job, by the way. And Vanessa, we got a family member is calling. He's now on the line with us. He's our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Clint? How you doing, Vanessa?
Hey.
Tony, I'm just going to ask you, out of the gate, baby, are the Astros the best team in Major League Baseball?
They certainly are right now. I mean, the way this offense is – I mean, the offense has always been good, but right now, considering Bregman's still out and going to be out for 3 to 4 more weeks, this offense is as good as it has been all season long. You add that with the type of starting pitching you guys have had. Right now, it's tough to argue that there's anybody better playing baseball.
Talk to me about that starting pitching you just mentioned, Tony. I'm having a hard time not going, man, I may be a little bit overconfident, but I look at the surplus of starters, 6+. I mean, these guys are averaging, if you take out the pitch count, you know, coming off of injury, the pitch count games, I mean, these guys are averaging 6+ innings per start. Urquidy put out another good one last night. This lineup, you just mentioned how good it is. I'm having a hard time not being a little bit overconfident, because it would take a whole hell of a lot of fall off for this not to be one of the better teams in baseball.
I mean, if it wasn't baseball, I'd be on the same boat as you right now. I mean, it's tough not to be overly confident when you've had the type of starting pitching. And as you mentioned, it's deep. And as you mentioned, McCullers is still kind of working his way back. So the fact that they've had, the 7 quality starts in those last 10 games, and that is what, as we talked about last week, that is what it was going to really make this team a team like a World Series contender, is if that starting pitching got healthy and pitched the way they were supposed to, then you don't have to lean on the bullpen as much. And they certainly haven't had to do that, and they've been absolutely tremendous during this 10-game run that they've been on.
Hey, you mentioned the bullpen real quick. The Astros, we don't know what they're going to do. You and I have talked about, when you've come on with Show and I, we've talked about this, who's going to be a starter that moves to the pen, and we don't know. We're speculating with that. But there is one guy that, when he returns, and word is Pedro Baez, that he is throwing off of a mound right now. I don't know when he's going to return, but when he does, I think most folks around here believe he's going to be a pretty big help for that bullpen. What do you know about Pedro Baez, and is he going to be, or does he have a chance to be that shot in the arm the Astros need in the bullpen?
100% without a doubt he does. I mean, I've had a chance to see Pedro pitch for quite a long time, considering how long he was a Dodger pitching in this National League West out this way. And he, in that time, was one of the more dependable and effective relievers that the Dodgers had. And they had a myriad of different issues going on in that bullpen. He was usually not one of them. So if when you get a guy back, assuming he's healthy of his caliber, again, it just makes his team even more deep. Now, you do have some dependable arms in that bullpen that you can trust, that coming down the stretch, when you get into August, September, October, when wins really start to matter, there's your bridge. He can get the ball to Presley. And now you have a strong setup and closer to go along with what this starting pitching has done as of late.
Tony, hopefully you're not too tired of talking about that sticky stuff yet, because we got to talk about spider tack. Hot topic. Hot topic right now. What's the narrative among former players? You, your friends? Is everyone as mad as we think they are? And what's y'all's opinion on it?
Guys who played around the same time I was playing, I think knew there was an issue. And it was just a matter of how far these guys took it. I mean, as long as I can remember, you know, pine tar, rosin, sunscreen was all accepted practice because there was no advantage game. And a lot of guys felt because of the lack of consistency with the baseball that Major League Baseball provides, everybody was okay with it. I think the line was crossed when you start getting into the industrialized stuff, right? The stuff that's made in a lab, the spider tech and things of that nature. That's when the line has been crossed. And, you know, I was talking to some guys who are in the know about this. With the rap soda, which is the device they use to calculate spin rate, they started being able to calculate, okay, if I use this substance, I get this many RPMs more on my spin. And we all know now that spin is the thing that makes pitchers better. It just does. And you can't normally increase spin without adding velocity. And we know as you get older, your velocity doesn't go up. It goes down. So I think that's where most players are. Once you got to the point where guys were going beyond the sunscreen and rosin and pine tar, then it became a problem. And I think that's why Major League Baseball, as blanket as these rules may seem right now, they really had no option. There's no way that they could send umpires out there to dictate whether pine tar is being used or the spider tech stuff. There's no way to know. So they had to go blanket. I know it seems a little harsh at first, but I think it had to be done.
Well, the having to be done, I agree with you, T. I mean, at any point in time, if you can stop something like this from continuing to go in the wrong direction, just like sign stealing. I mean, the whole thing, it had to stop somewhere. But I think there's a major issue with Rob Manfred deciding to do this 70 games in, and now every time I look up at the TV, you know, I'm reminded of just how silly it was for them to do it mid-season. With I look up and guys are taking their damn belt off and their pants off, and guys are Girardi's charging out of the dugout across the diamond at one of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, is this one of those things where when you look at it, you go, guys, what are we doing? I mean, or is that just part of the fallout that's going to have to be accepted?
I think it's part of the fallout. Listen, if you know baseball players like I know them, we're a little bit overdramatic when rules get changed.
Yeah.
We scream at the hilltop, and then like within, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, nobody's talking about it anymore. And that is, you know, I think a result of guys having to, you know, change their ways. And I think, listen, when you're talking about Joe Girardi and guys were like of Romo said, you knew there was going to be some type of pushback. It just seemed too good to be true the first day when we had no incidents at all. It just took a couple days for it to kind of permeate. You knew managers like Joe Girardi would start using it kind of as some gamesmanship, and that's just kind of the process. I think you'll find a midpoint at some point, and all of this will go away, and I think baseball will be better for it when it's all said and done.
Well, Tony, this is going to be – I mean, we see the spin rate by Gerrit Cole just decreasing big time, and we see managers right. Managers using it for as gamesmanship. I mean, I know it seems like something that needed to be done, but man, this is going to change Major League Baseball in a big way, at least for, you know, the recent future, the next year and a half, I think we're going to see – some pretty interesting fallout there. But Tony Gwynn, man, appreciate you joining us, brother. Thank you for giving us your time. It's always a pleasure.
You guys have a good rest of your week. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Tony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.